Well, it makes me think. I have never thought about it until just now, but so you know, you get like firmware updates to your nav system and things like that and everything else, and you know, your clock, you know, was what brought this up. So what happens if I don't, you know, get OnStar or whatever, you know, the Ford Connect or whatever the heck they call it? What if I don't pay for it? I don't want to, because I usually don't. Do I no longer get updates? So they must still keep it active in order to do that. But it begs the question: at what point do they say, you know, screw it, we're not monkeying with your car anymore? And you know, then you don't. I guess you know you have the car whatever state it was in when the last update was pushed. By then they don't got the bugs worked out. That's pretty bad. But yeah, I wonder if there's a spot in the marketplace for a technology-less car. If that's a thing, you know, just have one really nice nav or you know a cell phone screen. You know, just jack your cell phone in, and this screen, it's completely independent. All it is a screen, and it you know, it's just you project your cell phone up onto it. No other technology in the vehicle. I'd be game for that.
Yeah, that would be nice. But, Sean, they'll always support your vehicle because having your vehicle connected to the Internet of Things, selling your data is worth more than what it costs them to push updates to your car. So it's a very low cost, and they'd rather have all your travel data and user data to sell off or utilize themselves before they would ever cut your vehicle off.